Amen. How powerful is it when we sing those songs, hey? Yours is the victory. I had a couple of things as I was preparing this morning, and as I was driving here, it was actually really clear. God spoke, and I'm just being the deliverer this morning. God spoke, and it was like, there's someone here, it could be one or two people, I'm not sure, but it was clear as there's someone here that you've been traveling along this road and things are going okay. You have your good days and your bad days. You travel along this straight road, but all of a sudden you've hit this crossroad. And it's like, God, do I go to the left or do I go to the right? And it's as God would say this morning, you decide, but I'll be with you. He wants you to just make that turn. Turn to the right or turn to the left. And he's saying to you this morning that he will be with you, but he wants you to make that decision. I don't know if that speaks to anyone this morning, but it'd be cool if you'd be bold enough to acknowledge that, and we can get around you. We're family here, hey? So if that's resonating in your heart this morning, could we pray for you right now? Is that cool? If there's anyone here that maybe that's speaking to. Yeah, awesome. If you're around someone with their hand up, can you get around them? Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you're with us all the time. And we thank you as we step out, when we've got decisions to make, that you help us and lead us and guide us. Oh, you love us so much, God. And we thank you for just dropping little words just like that, that we always know you're there. We thank you for that. The second thing I got was, most of you know that song, No Longer Slaves. I've got a bit of a worship mix that I like to listen to, and I was listening to that song and it came on this morning, and then I was thinking about Mother's Day, and in that line where it says, I am a child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear. I really felt that there was some people here this morning that Mother's Day is a hard day. Maybe as a mother it's a hard day because you don't see your children, or maybe as a child it's a hard day because you don't see your mother. I don't know. But I really felt that song was to encourage someone with that God's got all the love you need. And he just wants you to open up your hearts to him this morning, and he wants to drench you in that love. Drench you in that love more than an earthly mother can give. He's got all that love. He just wants you to grab it this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Or you can take a seat. Thank you, worship team. You can keep playing, Jenna, all day if you like. Up to you. Fantastic. Well, happy Mother's Day to all the mums. When I think about Mother's Day, I think I'm pretty blessed, because not only have I got one mum, I've got another mum sitting on the front row here who I love so much. It's like she's looking right at me. It's like, boom. It's awesome. And I think of the mums that I've had in my life that aren't around anymore, like old Nan, a lot of you would know, Edie, Gemma in the second row. I think of Gemma as well, which is just a solid person that you can talk to about anything and that we love so much. We honour you, Gemma, today. Also my mum over generations that a lot of you would know. She did all right because, you know, I'm here today, so she raised me. And Steph, my wife, who's an awesome mum as well and an amazing wife and mum to all our kids. And God is good, hey? It's great to reflect and when you know, Mother's Day shouldn't just be singled out to one day in a year, but I think it's great that we do that and, really honour the mums this morning. So can we give all the mums another huge clap? We honour you, mums. So cool. So the title of this morning is actually called Keep the Fire Burning. Yeah. Patrick's excited. I Patrick during the week, he's texting me, I've got all these cool graphics. I can make things explode and red arrows. And oh, you do your thing, man. Awesome. So who was at conference last week? Yeah, how cool was it? How amazing was it? I'm still buzzing from conference. It was one of those weekends where like it's going to get talked about for a long time to come, but I don't want it to be one of those weekends where we just sit back and go, that was cool, that was good, that was all right, that was last week, hey. No, let's not go there. Let's keep it going. And I've been around for a little while now, just a few years, and I know what I experienced last weekend was life-changing. Who else felt a bit challenged and felt a bit changed last weekend? Yeah, that's awesome. That's so good. And I just wanted to highlight a couple of things from last weekend. And is that all right if we do a bit of revision? Yeah, school teachers know the term revision. Fantastic. So if you've got your Bibles, I'd love for you to turn to Isaiah 60. And this was really, really, I guess, a key point out of conference. Isaiah 60, and we're going to read from verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you. Now I want to flick over to 1 Timothy 4. It'll be on the screen as well. 1 Timothy 4. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose conscience have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word and prayer. Powerful words, hey. And Pastor Daniel, if you're in the session, he gave us 3 points to be aware of in the end time darkness. Number one was temptation, yeah. Number two was deception. And number three was persecution. Who was in that session, actually? Yeah, there was a few people in that session and really spoke to me about how actually if you're actually willing to stand up and do this thing and be a follower and be a Christian and actually get out there, then these things are going to happen, hey? Temptation, deception, and persecution. And he also challenged us to stay in the Word. Stay in the Word of God. Read your Bible. Stay in the Word. Get drenched in the Word. And Jaleel was actually ministering over the weekend as well. And I'd never met the guy before, but great. He just such a solid guy with just full of just a love for Jesus. And who loved having Jaleel here? Yeah, it was fantastic. And I guess the real highlight and, you know, the real guts of what he was getting at in that session was obedience over knowledge. And you can learn, I guess I was thinking about that as well, you can learn so much, hey, and you can read so much and you can scream so much. Steph's an awesome mum. She'll deal with it. I'll deal with it next week when Steph's preaching. Fantastic. So yeah, he was obedience. Where was I? Yeah, obedience. And I guess you can learn so much and you can gain so much knowledge and you can sit in conferences and you can read books and podcasts, but none of that's bad. But if you've got all this stuff and you're not doing anything with it, then what is that? Is that deception? It challenged me big time. And It's just like God's waiting for people just to say yes. Colossians, let's have a look at this one. Colossians 1, 27 to 28. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of the mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. He's the one we proclaim, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone fully mature in Christ. So good, hey? Just say yes to God. Just say yes to God. You might be sitting here this morning and not knowing what is next. You might be saying, God, should I take this? Should I take that? Just pray to Him, seek Him, open up your hearts, open up your hands, say, Father, what do you want me to do? I guarantee if you really have your heart in the right place, He'll tell you. He'll tell you. Here in Chelsea, and she gave us some great truths as well over the weekend. Real simple one was, we've got to get back to the basics. We've got to get back to what's important. We can be so distracted waiting for doors to open. Hey, God, I'll do this when this door opens. God, when you give me a clear sign, then I'll do that. God, I want a clear word from you. Speak to me in a loud voice. Who's ever, you know, come on, we've all been there. God, give me a vision and then I'll do it. No, just do it. Just go and God will be there. God will guide you. God will be there. God will guide you. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, 19-20. I'm getting excited about next year's conference too, hey. Thank you. Who reckons these guys did an awesome job with conference? Thank you again. But let's not wait till next year's conference to do that. It's like, oh, I can't wait to do that again next year. Maybe I'll go to Hillsong in July and experience that again. Hillsong's great, by the way. Maybe I'll go to another conference in September. No, come on, let's not live like that. That worship this morning, that was electric. That was so good. 2 Corinthians 5, 19-20, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting the people's sins against them. He was committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making His appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. It's powerful, hey? God's given every person a ministry. Doesn't have to be up the front, doesn't have to be on the stage, doesn't have to be in kids' ministry or youth ministry. Everyone in every sphere of life you do, you have a ministry. Everything you do, that's you and me. It actually is. Like, it's that simple. And I was actually fascinated in studying through the book of Jeremiah this week and reading through the whole, all the chapters, 49 or so chapters or whatever there is, and talk about the fire of God, Jeremiah. So how can we keep this fire burning that happened at conference last weekend, that Saturday night session, that things just lifted, I guess. There was even people saying that they wanted to sleep the night here after conference. People didn't want to leave. Is that part of the program next year? Bring your own swag and bring your own chair and sit on the floor. Oh, but I don't think they're throwaway comments. I think when we say those things, it's like it was so thick and it was so real that it was here, but if I walk out, I'm going to leave it. Yeah. So how can it be just not another event? Who reckons there's enough events in the world? We could go to one every week if we wanted to, hey? There's probably one on tonight. Not just another point in time that we simply look back and say that was nice. Come on. I'm so stirred to keep this fire burning. And let's have a look at Jeremiah, chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I'm too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send to you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them. For I'm with you and I'll rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I've put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree, I replied. The Lord said to me, you've seen correctly, for I'm watching to see what my word is fulfilled. How cool is that? The word of the Lord came to me again. What do you see? I see a pot that is boiling. I answered, it's tilting toward us from the north. The Lord said to me, from the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land. I'm about to summon all the peoples of northern kingdoms, declares the Lord. There's so much in Jeremiah, and I guess the way he just didn't give up on God. And when we read and look at the story of Jeremiah in God's word, we discover that he was actually born with a particular purpose. And when you read through the entire book, you'll see that it actually wasn't an easy and comfortable life. He didn't just cruise through and things were rosy and things were awesome. And it actually wasn't an easy life. And I really believe and challenge us today that if we're going to say yes to God, we have to, I guess, realize that there's going to be attacks. And it's not always just going to be a cruise. See, I think the enemy would love it if we got so distracted with gaining knowledge and cruising and just hanging out together that we could think we're having a good time, but ultimately we'd be deceived. I think the enemy would love that, hey? What a challenge. And if we flick over to Revelation 3:15-16, it says, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold or hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot or cold, I'm about to spit you out of my mouth. Man. Yeah, that's so challenging, hey, when you read those words out of the Word of God. They're not my words, they're straight out of the Bible. And I got thinking about that and, like, what simple stuff, like, who likes drinking a flat cup of Coke? No one. It's as if you wouldn't take the fizzy one. Why would you bother with the flat? You want it full of fizz, hey? Or even worse, a lukewarm coffee. No way. Not a lukewarm coffee. That fire inside Jeremiah was so strong. So strong. Have a look at this one, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. Because I've read this so many times this week, and there's so much, I think there's so much you can get out of it. There's songs that were birthed out of this verse, and there's just so much in it. And it's good if you read before and after as well, but you can do that later. So Jeremiah 20, verse 9. But if I say, I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I'm weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. So he knew what was inside of him. But he knew he couldn't hold it in. It would have been an easy option to hold it in. It's okay. No one's going to care. But that fire was burning amongst all the bad stuff that was going on. And have a look at Proverbs 26, verse 20. This is a good one. A little bit of gold. Without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. So let's get some wood, hey? Let's fuel the fire. Get some wood, fuel the fire. And I think as long as you keep adding wood to your fire, it's going to continue to burn. Get some wood. If you felt like you got fired up last weekend, come on, keep fueling that. Keep fueling that. Add some wood to your fire. And seriously, after pondering and praying on this, I really do believe that there's some Christians that they never get on fire for God because they've never let God set them on fire. And how true is that? They never get on fire for God because they never let God set them on fire. So we're followers of Jesus. We want to live as a Christian, live this life, but we've never said, God, set me on fire. I just want to cruise through life is the other option. Well, enemy's cool with that. Man. I think God wants to set some people on fire this morning. Just walk out of this place a different person. It doesn't have to be till next conference. I'm speaking to myself too. I came across this guy called Thomas Watson, and he was a famous preacher back in 1620, just the other day. What's that? His YouTube channel. Anyway, there was some gold that I found from Thomas Watson, and I've got a couple of quotes just because I know Pastor Ryan loves quotes. Love you when you preach, man. You always got good quotes. And the first one I got is this one. It's absolute gold. Leave not off reading the Bible till you find your heart's warmed. Read the Word, not only as history, but labor to be affected with it. Let it not only inform you, but inflame you. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord? And then it goes on, Jeremiah 23:29. Go not from the word till you can say as those disciples, did not our hearts burn within us? Man, and how long ago was that? See, the word hasn't changed. God's word's still the same. I think we try and complicate it sometimes with all technology, but I think there's so many truths from so many years ago that we've got to grab onto. And the second one I got here was those prayers God likes best, which come seething hot from the heart. Seething hot, not lukewarm. And how's this one? Soon the battle will be over. It will not be long now before the day will come when Satan will no longer trouble us. There will be no more domination, temptation, accusation, or confrontation. Our warfare will be over, and our commander, Jesus Christ, will call us away from the battlefield to receive the victor's crown. Man, and that was years ago. This guy was passionate. He knew what he wanted. He knew God was inside of him. It's like, I think when you get a hold of it, nothing else matters, hey? So I'm like, God, how can I have some practical ways to share with everyone and with myself too? I guess practical ways that we can maybe keep on fire for God. So I've got a few points and I'll go through them now. I think practical ways are good, but it's not the only answer. If you're already on fire for God and you're like, yeah, that's awesome, spread that. I think we need little fires everywhere that are going to spread and get around people. So number one I've got is spend time with Jesus. Hang out with him, talk to him in every day and everything you do. Is that all right? In every day and everything you do. I think it's so important. In Psalms 91 verse 1, and this is actually out of the Amplified Bible, says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no enemy can withstand. No enemy can withstand. I think we get cold. Well, I know we get cold because we're not spending time with him. How can we stay on fire if we're just rocking up every Sunday? I think the challenge actually starts. This is awesome. This is family. We come together on Sunday, but the challenge actually starts when we step out, hey, after here. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Oh, am I going to go to church tomorrow? That's part of the temptation that they're talking about. So it's not just Sunday morning, but imagine how on fire this place would be is if we were just as passionate during the week, hey? People get cold because they don't spend time with him. Point number two, get into the Word. Get into the Word. It's actually your wood for the fire, the Word. It actually is. Get into the Word. And it doesn't mean just reading the Bible for 10 minutes before you go to sleep when your eyes are like falling down. It's like, God, I'm going to read the Bible. It's like, yeah, I don't think God wants that. Actually, deliberately, and I've been guilty of this before, you know, I've got to read for 15 minutes at 7 o'clock in the morning, or your alarm goes off and that means you're going to read the Bible. I don't think that's even it. It's actually deliberately saying, God, I want you to speak to me through your Word. Open it up, read it. It might be just as simple as reading one chapter and pondering on that for 2 weeks. He wants you to get revelation out of his Word. Not just reading it as a book. There's a lot of books we can read and gain knowledge, but the Bible should be our wood for our fire. Number three, pray, pray, and pray. Pretty simple, hey? Pray, pray, and pray. I found this quote from a guy, you might have heard of him, called Oswald Chambers. Prayer is the vital breath of the Christian, not the thing that makes him alive, but the evidence that he is alive. How cool is that? Prayer is the vital breath of the Christian, not the thing that makes him alive, but the evidence that he is alive. Hey, if we're not praying, have we missed the beat? If we're not praying for our unsaved friends, what are we doing? Are we kidding ourselves? If we're not praying for our unsaved family members, where are we at? Come on, let's make prayer just such a vital part of our lives. Every day as we're walking down the street, pray, pray, pray. Number four, worship. Worship, worship, worship. Who loves to worship? I love it. I love to worship. And the enemy would love a quiet church. I think the enemy would be fine with that, don't you? It'd be all right if we just sat down and we just sat down on the front row. Amazing grace. And just sort of murmured, nah, I'm not going to sing. I'll leave that to the band. But I think the enemy would love it if we just came along and just sang and it was nice and quiet. It was like, and then we went outside and we got excited and about what we're going to do that night, maybe. Yeah. I think the enemy would be okay with that and we'd probably have a good time. People would come. We'd drink coffee, we'd eat, we'd go home, and we might come back next week. But no, get passionate. I want to challenge some people. If you've never raised your hands in worship, give it a go. If you've ever never got down on your knees in worship, give it a go. You might say, oh, that's not for me. I don't lift my hands in worship, but I want to challenge you, give it a go. Give it a go. Let God speak. Open up your hands, open up your hearts. Just go for it. Step out. See the fire burn. Number five, let Holy Spirit be your guide. It's so important, hey? He's always there. He loves it when we chat to him. He loves it so much when we chat to him. And that's just chatting about any day things. I'll give you an example. I was going down the street, as you do, just to grab a couple of things from Coles. And as I was driving out, I was looking at our grass that we now have. We have this lush, thick grass that actually looks like carpet. It's amazing. I'm getting to that's the end of the story. So anyway, a few weeks ago, it was just dirt and it was nothing. And we thought, oh, do we get some new soil and do we plant the seeds? And because we basically haven't looked after the front of the house, but we thought we'll get to it one day. Anyway, I was looking at it and then it's like, no, God's done this. I started thanking Holy Spirit for the grass. And I'm like, Jesus, you're awesome. You blessed us with this new grass, didn't you? And it was clear as day. He's like, why are you surprised? He's like, sometimes people just need a little checkup to remember that I'm always there. And he was like, see, I'm always there. And that was just thanking him for this grass that we now have that we don't know how we have because it's so lush and so thick. And it's like, man, God is awesome. And he's like, see, I love you so much. I'm always there. And I think once we realize that Holy Spirit's our guide, that he's always there, he just wants to chat with us. Is this all right this morning? Yeah. Number six, get around others that are burning. Yeah. I think it's so important. I think it's infectious. Get around others that are burning hot for Jesus and see what happens. Who's heard the old saying, you become like the people you hang out with? It's so true, hey. And that's not to, put a downer on the people that we hang out with if you feel like they're not the best, because you can still be a good influence to those people. But actually get some people in your life that you're like, I want that, what they've got. Get around them. If they're passionate for Jesus and they're on fire, they're not going to say, oh, no, I can't spend time with you. They'll want you to get what they've got. Man, get around people that are burning hot for Jesus. Number seven, don't just keep the fire to yourself. Spread it and share it. How awesome was it on the Saturday afternoon? I know there's a few people in this room that actually came out on the streets of Shepparton and Maroopna. Seeing so many people step out. Spread the fire. Don't keep it to yourself and share it. I think that's what enemy would love if we just kept it to ourselves. Hey, kept it to ourselves, don't spread it. But as we start to do it, as it becomes a normal part of your life, in your workplace, to your unsaved family, just dropping little seeds. That's all it is. Hey, just dropping little seeds, and then not getting worried about the results, as we heard on the weekend. Dropping little seeds, and someone else will maybe drop a bit of soil on what you've just started. Someone else might put a bit more water on that. Something might not happen. Then later, it'll sprout. It might be years later. But just, I think if we're continually dropping little seeds of Jesus' love everywhere we go, we're going to see this community won. We're going to see this place full. How cool would that be, hey? And it's not about numbers, and it's not about that, but how awesome would it be, hey, if this place was full? Is it what we could do? How we could reach others? The influence we would have? Because everything is designed to grow, isn't it, and flourish. Well, why shouldn't the church be flourishing? So true. It doesn't have to be just a planned event. Maybe this is our new language, that the fire we have will be so hot that others are drawn to it. So hot that others are drawn to it. And I'm speaking to myself as well this morning. So hot in everything we do. And I know God wants to speak to some people this morning and reignite some flames that are flickering. I'm going to get the band to come now. I want you to think about where you're at. Maybe you're at the weekend and you're like, this was amazing. This is it. I'm taking a stand for God. I'm ready. I'm fired up. I'm not going to go back. That is awesome. I just want to encourage you this morning, if that's you, then keep going. Keep going. Maybe you weren't even at the event and you've heard about it. Well, can I encourage you to jump online and listen to the podcasts? Maybe you're here this morning and you feel like your fire's gone out, or it's only just a little flicker. Father wants to set you on fire this morning. He wants to reignite that little flicker that's in you. Because you can say, yeah, I'm a Christian. I believe it all. I come to church. I pay my tithes. I live good during the week, but the fire's not there. So if that's you, I would really encourage you. As we sing, we're going to sing a song in the morning, in a minute. As we sing this song in a minute, I would encourage you, if that's you, if you just feel like there's this little flicker that God could just go, I encourage you to open up to Him. Because you know it, you've heard it all. You might have been a Christian for years. And God's just waiting for you to open up so He can just set you alight. Watch what He can do. If that's you, I'd encourage you to come down the front and open up your hands, open up your hearts. And it doesn't even have to be someone laying hands on you. It's actually you responding and saying, Father, set me alight. Set me alight. It's not about me, it's about Him. And if you're sitting here this morning in this message and you hear this and you're like, I don't know this Jesus that you're talking about, Andy. Well, I'd love to invite you. I'd love to invite you to say a simple prayer. And if that's you, I would love for you to come down the front as we sing this song, and we can lead you through a simple prayer and start you on this incredible journey as a follower of Christ. How cool would that be? Let's all stand. This song says, set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain and I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Can we just not just sing it as another song? Can we sing it as a prayer this morning? I think it's time for the fire to burn out of control. Not just at conference time. It's time for this to be a weekly thing and all our lives. I think there's so much going on in the world that our fire needs to burn hotter than ever. And maybe this has challenged you this morning, and maybe you are feeling something inside. Can I encourage you just to come down and open up? Open up to the Lord. Stretch out your hands and say, God, just set me on fire for you. And He will. He really will. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your church. Thank you for Pastor Matt and Melissa. I thank you that you're speaking to us all the time. We just have to listen. I pray, God, as you're stirring us all this morning, I pray that all those little flickers would be set on fire this morning, that we can go out during the week and it'll be just so infectious. People will start to want to get around people that are on fire, and it'll start to spread. And this place will continue to grow. And people will be drawn to this place because of the heat. And we thank you so much, Father. Come on, let's sing, let's worship, and see what God wants to do.